Well, there were just under 34,000 new coronavirus cases reported yesterday in this country. That beats the previous single-day record set back in April. Health experts say the hotspots can be traced to Memorial Day reopenings in many states. And there's a new question emerging about coronavirus tests. Does a positive result mean you're contagious? The answer, according to the latest research, is often no. And that can complicate life for people who appear to have recovered from the virus but still test positive. Martha Biebinger from member station WBUR reports.
In mid-March, COVID-19 knocked Amanda Joyce off her feet.
It was like fever, body aches, so bad. Like someone had just done WrestleMania. Like I've just totally took me down.
By mid-April, Joyce was finally feeling better and figured the virus must be gone. To return to work as a labor and delivery nurse, Joyce would need 2 negative tests. She tried at least a dozen times over the next 6 weeks, but every other test would come back positive. So Joyce, who is pregnant, her husband, and their young son stayed home.
I think at like 9 weeks, I drove my husband to like Lowe's, and I just sat in the car just because I needed to get out of the house.
But otherwise, the Joyce family remained in isolation, assuming she was still contagious.
I was just cautious still getting those positive tests because no one could tell me what it actually meant.
Because research into how long someone with the coronavirus remains contagious was emerging while Joyce was sick. The answer, based on a small group of studies, is 5 to 11 days after someone has that first headache, fever, runny nose, or in Joyce's case, a cough. So why was a nasal swab still finding signs of the virus in Joyce more than 2 months after she got sick? Here's Dr. Erica Shenoy, the Associate Chief of Infection Control at Massachusetts General Hospital.
The test is looking for the genetic material of the virus. It doesn't tell you if the virus is alive, if it's capable of leading to infection in another individual. And that's really important because that's determining how long we isolate individuals.
And may determine when they can return to work. The CDC says 2 negative tests are one way to determine when someone is no longer contagious. But the agency offers a second option. It's based on symptoms. A patient is cleared for work 10 days after they get sick if they've had 3 days without a fever and their symptoms have improved. Shenoy says her hospital network is now telling staff not to return until they are symptom-free. It has dropped the 2 negative test requirement.
Just because you identify virus through this test does not mean that the person is infectious and capable of spreading disease to others.
There is concern about clearing someone to return to work or an assisted living facility or a homeless shelter if they might still test positive. Infectious disease specialist Josh Barocas was a strong proponent of testing to determine when a patient is no longer contagious until he looked at the latest research that supports isolation and checking symptoms.
It is truly amazing how fast things change. And while I think that this is a reasonable approach right now, if new data emerge next week or the week after, then we are going to have to, all of us, retool our approach.
This question of whether a positive test means someone is still spreading the virus creates a dilemma for many hospitals. What precautions do they take with the 10% of COVID-19 patients who still test positive 30 days or more after their first symptoms? Dr. Richard Ellison, an epidemiologist at UMass Memorial Medical Center, wants tests that show whether the virus is still active, but they aren't available yet.
Right now, we're getting a black and white answer. The test is positive or it's negative. We're not getting variation of that.
With these limitations, Ellison says employers, schools, and summer camps should not rely on tests alone to decide who's contagious and who is not.
Some kids might spend the entire summer getting tested before they'd be able to be approved for going to camp.
A diagnostic test can help find someone who has the coronavirus and does not have any symptoms. But again, it does not mean that person can infect others.
When they finally gave me that second, or that go-ahead to be cleared, I was like, this is the first time I haven't felt like a lab experiment.
Amanda Joyce is thrilled to be out from under the COVID-19 microscope, visiting with friends and family from a safe distance after 2.5 months of nothing but virtual contact.
It was kind of a nice feeling to be let back into human society. So let out of the cage.
Joyce is back at work now, but won't be on the job for long. She's due to deliver her baby in early August. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger.